He took me into the dining room, surveyed me keenly all over, pronounced me fair as a lily, and not only the pride of his life, but the desire of his eyes. And then, telling me he would give me about 10 minutes to eat some breakfast, he rang the bell. One of his lately hired servants, a footman, answered it.
"Is John getting the carriage ready?"
"Yes, sir."
"Is the luggage brought down?"
"They're bringing it down, sir."
"Go you to the church. See if Mr. Wood, the clergyman, and the clerk are there. Return and tell me."
The church, as the reader knows, was but just beyond the gates. The footman soon returned. "Mr. Wood is in the vestry, sir, putting on his surplice."
"And the carriage?"
"The horses are harnessing."
"We shall not want it to go to church, but it must be ready the moment we return. All the boxes and luggage arranged and strapped on, and the coachman in his seat."
"Yes, sir."
"Jane, are you ready?"